Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Daf Gimel, and we are on Gimel Amud Aleph. We're on the fourth line of Gimel Amud Aleph. We're talking about the sugyas here at the beginning of Ma'aser. What is Mechayev in Ma'aser? As we mentioned, this Masechta discusses which types of fruit and which processing has to be done in order for the Chiyav of Ma'aser. Again, it does not talk so much, that was more in Trumas, about the process of Hafrasha, and the mitzvah of Hafrasha, mitzvah matir. We spoke about that in the Hakdama a little bit, but really about a lot of zmanim. And today is really when we start the different shiurim for the different fruit, and we'll have an important machlokas we've shown him along the way. So the Mishnah had said that there are three requirements for maestros, three requirements for fruit to be chayev: ochel, nishmar, and gidulo min ha'aretz. It has to be food, it has to be edible, it has to be nishmar, it has to be guarded, meaning not hefker. Hefker is not chayiv. And gidulo min ha'aretz, it has to grow from the ground, right, excluding mushrooms and the like. See, those are the three, and if you remember the first mission in Peah, two extra requirements that are not listed here, and that's machniso lakiyam and lakitoso ka'achas, that you gather them all together and they last in the ground for a while after they are picked. So those two do not apply to maestros, right? So maestros are more inclusive than peah. Peah is less inclusive, less things, because you have to have all five requirements. So now says the Gemara, Tani, the Braisa that says, what happens if you have something that is edible at a certain stage of its development, but not always? So as we'll learn later on in Mishnayos, if something's edible at the beginning of its development, or it's at the end of its development, it's chayv and maestros when it's edible, right? Because that's when it is ochel. So something might not be called ochel, and then it gains the status of ochel. And then other things might be called ochel, and then it loses the status of ochel, right? Depending on the way that it progresses in its development. So tini, kol shetchilasa ochel, ve'ein sofa ochel. Anything that is edible when it first starts growing, and it's smaller, but it ends up not being ochel towards the end of its development. The gra adds in one line, tchilaso chayev v'sofa pater. So that at the beginning, when it's smaller, it's going to be chayev. Meaning if you detach it when it is smaller, so then you would be chayev tig of maestros. If you waited till afterwards, till it was inedible, so that it's hard, and therefore there is no reason to treat it as food. It is not edible, and therefore you are putter. And that's what the gray adds in. Kagon yerek shezara lazara. You have vegetables that you wait until it hardens, because you're planted it for seeds. So at the beginning, if you would cut it when it's softer, edible vegetables, then you'd be chayev. But if you waited until it hardens, so then one's not going to be chayev. My islacha. So the Gemara says, what is an example of this? Kadatani, like the following Brisa. Hamakayim, it's similar in, there's a Mishnah in Arla also like this. Kadatani, Hamakayim, Malaya shel echroa lezera. If somebody is Makayim, somebody plants and keeps a whole field, a whole bed of echroa. Lezera, echroa is usually not planted. Lezera is usually planted for Yurakos, right, the Rechai Kudievsky, Kadesha Yiskasha Vyasa Zera. You planted it so that it hardens. So that's not normal behavior, and therefore, Batla Daito. So his das is batel, meaning what? Meaning if you cut it earlier when it is edible, you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv in maestros, even though you planted it for the seeds. But it doesn't matter. Look at the Mara Folda. Batla Daito. Umis Aser Yerek. And the chiyuv of maestros kicks in for the vegetables that are edible. She'ein darkan shel b'nei adam l'kayim kala milum lezera. That's not normal for it to have a whole bed, a whole field of echroa for seeds, meaning wait till it hardens so you could replant the seeds. That's not considered normal behavior. And therefore, batla daito, and therefore it's still called food. And if you cut it early enough, then it is chayiv in maestros. But klachim yechidim lo batla daiton. But if you just planted a few stalks of this echroa, that's normal, right? Some people want it for seeds, so if you just planted a few stalks, then it would be okay. And the Gemara just adds, Amar Reb Yona, v'husha liked yerek. This is obviously when it says that it's batla daito, therefore you're going to be chayiv. That's the only way you detached it when it was edible and you're planning to eat it. But if you waited, avalolika yerk, but if you planted the whole field for seeds, and then you didn't cut any, and you waited till it actually all got hard, and then you cut it because you're going to replant it as seeds, then it's, when you detached it, it was not edible, and therefore, kacha no omrim, eitzim chayavim b'maisrus. What is wood chayv and maisrus? It's a rhetorical, so if it's not edible, it's like a piece of wood, and therefore it's not going to be a chayef. The Gemara here says butla daito. Right, we have a concept of bittel when it comes to items. That's the most common concept of bittel, where you have a mixture. But we also have this concept of a person's das will be nullified. Butla daito. A person could nullify his have his das nullified compared to mixed in with all the other people in the world. Right, butla daito and eso kol adam. So here we say butla daito, therefore, even though he has in mind for seeds, let's say somebody, one of his kids, you know, detached it while it was still edible, then it would be chayef. There are a number of sugyas in Chazal and Shas that talk about whether sometimes you say butla daito or you say the sugya that we've had, achshave. What is achshave? Achshave means where I myself do something that shows this is significant to me, and therefore that gives it significance, right? Even if it's not significant to anybody else in the world. Remember the Masechah Shabbos, the beginning of Perek HaMatznia, right? The six different prakim in Masechah Shabbos talk all about the shiurim, the minim shiurim for carrying something out on Shabbos. You need this amount of egg and this amount of gold and this amount of everything. And then the parak starts off at the 10th parak of Masechah Shabbos. Hamatzniya, but what if somebody themselves, they're a seed collector. They're a seed collector. So they're going to collect tiny little seeds. So the Mishnah says, Hamatzniya, lezera, ula dugma, ula refua, v'hotzio b'Shabbos, chayev b'kol shehu. You're chayiv even on a tiny amount. The kol adam ain't chayiv alav ela kishi uro. Even though everyone else in the world, there would be a minimum amount of seed that you'd have to carry out. But this guy who's a seed collector, so he would be chayiv even less. Why? Rashi, first two words in the parak, daha achshavei, because he was machshavit. He himself, by giving it significance to me, by doing something that shows I think it's significant, so that is why it has significance. Well, we don't say batla daito there. We don't say batla daito. Batla daito, if you carry this tiny little amount, you're going to be putter. No, we say achshave. So achshave is kind of the opposite sugya than batla daito eitzel kol adam. And we mentioned over the sugyas, over the dafim, other examples of achshave. We mentioned the surprising application of achshave from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says, Achshavei is the basis for Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. But the Gemara gives two other examples of reasons, two reasons why Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Either it's based on Gzeiras HaKasev of Kol Chelev, any amount of Chelev is going to be Aser, Da'araisa, or Chazi Le'itztarufei. It is combinable. If I have half a Gezayas today and half a Gezayas in a minute from now, so it is combinable for it to become Nasar to offer a whole shear. And there's a machlokas within the Achronim. Does it actually have to be combinable in this context or not? What if I eat half a gezayis of chametz, the last 10 seconds of Pesach? That's really not combinable, but, you know, theoretically it could be combinable. Okay, but either way, that's two. But Rav the Chacham Tzvi has a third idea, achshave. If I eat a half a gezayis, that shows I think a half a gezayis is significant, and therefore, that's why you're going to be chayef. So again, that's the new application, but that's all the opposite from the sugya batla daito. So sometimes it's not clear where you should apply one, where you should apply the other. The very next daf in Shabbos, what I just read before was daf tzadi amid beis in the Bavli. Tzadi beis amid aleph. Tzadi beis amid aleph has the sugya of not how much you carry, but how one carries. Hotzah on Shabbos. So the Mishnah there says, you have to carry out in a normal way to be chayav on Shabbos. That's the sugya of shinui. So if I carry out with my right hand or with my left hand, that's normal. Right? It's not only a righty. Like, writing goes by right hand, left hand. But carrying, there are many ways to carry things. On your shoulder, in your chest, many things. But says the Mishnah, if I carry on my head, what if I put something on my head? So the Mishnah, I don't think, talks about the head. Mishnah talks about other cases of unusual, right? If you carry out in an unusual way, shlohotzi kederech hamotzian. So the Gemara talks about, what about carrying on your head? What about carrying on your head? And it talks about the Anshei Hutzal. Anshei Hutzal. Echad mi b'nei Hutzal shehotzi masu yal rosha b'shabes chayiv. Shekein b'nei ira osin lo. Right, the people of Hutzal used to carry things on their head. So the Gemara says, if you're from Hutzal and you carry something on your head, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, v'tibatel daito etzal kol adam. Why don't you say, bitel, like our Gemara says, by the echroa, batla daito. So the Gemara says, Eliyidmar Hachiyidmar. You're right. Hamotzi Masu Yaitzal Al Rosha Pater. If you're not from Hutzal, if anybody from the world carries something on their head, they're going to be Pater. The Imtim Salomar Anshe Hutzal Osil Kain. But if you say, what do you mean? The Anshe Hutzal do it? Batla Daito Yaitzal Adam. So the Gemara, instead of having it as a question, has it as a maskana. Right? If you are not from Hutzal, so then Batla Daito. So what's the maskana? What about the Anshe Hutzal people? Are they going to be Chayev? The Gemara doesn't say a word. Ask Tosfos. Mashma the al asra nami amra de batla daitan. Tosfos understands that this means maybe even from the Anshei Hutzal. Either Anshei Hutzal is going to be pater. So as that's what Tosfos is to get that impression. V'chein bereish b'chol ma'arvin, and then he quotes a Gemara in Erevin. V'chein basarachi b'vakasha. But look, if you look in the later on in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin, the Gemara talks about certain places that used to, the Gemara later on talks about, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, what's normal to squeeze? What kind of fruit are normal to squeeze? So obviously olives and grapes. But what about others? So the Gemara says, there's a place that squeezes pomegranates for pomegranate juice. And the Gemara answers, what about, are they a rov de alma? The Gemara says, yeah, they're significant. Because, remember what we had, the first daf in Meseches Kilayim in the Yerushalmi. Right, if somebody is the Isra of Kila HaKerem, does it apply to thorns? What if you're growing thorns in order to feed to your animals? So that might be Kila HaKerem, because Ba'aravia Mekayimim Kotsim Legimalim. And the Gemara says, so Tosfos is struggling here. When do you say Batla Daitam? When do you say each place has its own significance? And Tosfos answers, "V'yesh lomar dechasam chashuv minag aravia delachala olam namim hayalem rov gemalim havi namim mekayimi." Sometimes a certain behavior is only done because there's only a certain mitzias there, and if most places don't have tons of camels, if they had tons of camels, they would grow thorns to feed the camels. That's called normal behavior under the situation. But avo beis menashe dechad gavra. But if you have something that's only one person, or it's unusual, even if I would be in that situation, I wouldn't carry things on my head no matter what. Right? I just wouldn't do that. No matter if I was in, you know, Hutzal, I wouldn't do that. But if I had a lot of camels, I would grow thorns. So it says maybe that's the difference. Maybe it's the difference of whether it's normal behavior in certain situations. Or maybe it's the difference between a whole group or one person. Right? Just one other source. The Me'iri. The Me'iri there on that Gemara in Shabbos Adi Beis. And again, this is a huge topic, but just to touch. Says the Meiri, the Yirali, Shekal Shebnei Oso Makom Noagin Kei Mitzad HaRa'ui Lefi In Yonam. If it's an appropriate, logical behavior, then Ein Omrim V'chi Galo Ruba Da Almahem Shebikol Makom Ruba Da Almahem La'atzman. Then they're a significant group, and you don't see Batla Daito. Aval Masha Machos Echad O Ir O Kfar O Krach Noagin Mitzad Pechisus V'roa Seder. But if there's a minhag that's not really a conventional, normal minhag. They happen to do it. Roi lishol. So then you would say, Ruba da almaim, shikuba mehem ashu etzlam, beroa seder, v'chulu, is that a hanhagasam, hamukubeles? So, I mean, different types of minhagim and different types of behaviors. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we just said that if something is tchilasa ochel, and then not at the end, so it's chayiv and maishas at the beginning and not at the end. And what about the opposite? V'chol she'ein tchilasa ochel v'avosofa ochel, eino chayiv at she'yase ochel. Right, if something is only edible when it gets bigger, then it's only going to be chayiv and maishas once it gets bigger. Mai islacha, so what's the example of that? Kada t'aninan. The basra, like we have in the following Mishnah. Me'emasai peiros chayavin b'maisrus, te'ene mishe yevchilu. Right, if something before it's chayiv in maisrus, before it's edible, so then it is not going to be chayiv. Period. Halacha beis, here we go. The second Mishnah here in Meseches Maisrus. So, Meseches Maisrus said, what, the first Mishnah said, what's chayiv in maisrus? Ochel nishmar and gidula min ha'aretz. And then the Mishnah gave examples of tchilasa ochel, sofa ochel, or the opposite. So now the Mishnah starts, Me'emasai ha'peiros chayavin b'maisrus. When are fruit chayav in maisrus? When are they chayav in maisrus? This does not mean that right when these sizes are gotten to, you have a chiyuv to be mafresh, chumas and maizrus. It doesn't mean that. I could leave it on the tree if I want for longer. I want it to ripen more. But it means that if I am going to harvest them and then process them in the normal way with meruach, making the big pile, and riyas pnei abayis, taking it through the front door of my barn, so then I'm going to be chayiv in chumas and maizrus. Cause why? Lamdis? Because at these stages, lachora, that's when it's called ochel. The first mishnah says, chiyuv maizrus is only when there's ochel, ochel nishmar. So now we're having examples of when it becomes ochel. Before something is ripe, so then it is not called ochel in halacha. It's not called ochel. It might not even be called ochel. Remember this. It might not even be called ochel until it gets wet after it's detached. That's the lumdis of Hechshel HaKabal Tuma. It's the Machlokes, Rashi, Ramban, in Parshas Shmini, where the Rishonim have discussed why you need fruit or vegetables or any type of food to become wet before it can become Tamei. That's the Hechshel HaKabal Tuma. So the Ramban says that the spiritual pores have to be opened in order to let in the Tuma. But Rashi, and the Sefer HaChinuch, Kuf Samach, says, no, it means it's not called ochel until it gets wet. And the chinuch says, because usually you wash things off before you eat it, so maybe it's not halachically called ochel until it gets wet. So here we're saying, okay, the first stage is called ochel when it's growing, when it reaches a certain stage of development. But it could even, lundus terms, maybe even later, until after it becomes wet. So when is there a chiyuv in maestros? What I just said is in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, let's just read that for a second. Me'emasai haperes chayav b'maisras. Me'emasai havi ochel v'chayav b'maisras. V'lav l'meimar. It's not to say that once you reach these shiurim, kvar bo l'chval chiyuv, de'enan chayav, meaning yomer of chiyuv, to harvest them right away, right when they reach these stages of development. De'enam chayav v'natshe yitigamer malachdan kishe yimrechem. Really, only after meruach, making them piles and flattening out the top of it in the field and bringing it in, right? So it just means that if it grows this amount and then you do the normal processing, then you're chayv and meiser. Then you're chayv and meiser. And before that, you're putter because it's not called edible yet, and the meruach and riyas pnei abayis would not create the chiyuv in maizrus. See, here we go. Me'amazach ha'beres chayim b'maizrus hata'enim. So each fruit has its own shear. Hata'enim mishe bichalu. Right? The figs, when they reach the stage of bochel, the marafolda, tchilas bishulan, the original stage of their ripening, that's called bochel. Right, v'ha'anavim v'ha'be'ushin, different types of grapes, misha hiv ishu, when they reach this stage of hiv ishu, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, where you could possibly see the seeds of the grapes from the outside. Ha'og v'ha'tutim misha yadimu, these other types of fruit, when they become red, v'chol ha'adumim misha yadimu, and all red fruit when they start becoming red. Ha'rimonim misha yimasu, the rimonim, vegetables, when they become soft, misha yimasu, right? What is means when it becomes soft. Others quote that when you could pick it up and it starts oozing out liquid, you could mush it a little bit and liquid will come out. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses pomegranates in a totally different context. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, next time you eat a pomegranate, we always have to think about this. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha Kepelach HaRimon Rakasech Afilu Reikonin Shebecha Malayin Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones of the Jewish people are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. You open up a pomegranate, there's tons and tons of seeds. So every Jew, even the empty ones, the Bali Musar asks, so they're not empty. What does that mean? Even the empty ones are full of mitzvahs like a labika pomegranate. So you gotta give a shot. What that means? It means just relative terms, like other Jews are even fuller than the mitzvahs, or even if they do mitzvahs without kavana, which kind of they're empty, they're still gonna get credit, but that's an interesting line, that even the empty ones are full, so they're not empty. Okay, that's Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. That's pomegranate Misha Yimasu. We continue. Hatamarim dates Misha Yatilu Sa'or, when they swell up like a dough. Ha-parsikim, misha yatilu gidim. The peaches, when they start getting like sinews kind of things looking in their fruit. Va'egozim, misha yasu megora. Walnuts, when they become megora. Megora is like a storage area. What does that mean? When the inside nut separates from the outside shell. Originally, it's more connected to the outside shell, so it's not, you can't like shake it around and hear it inside. But once it gets matures more, so then it is, as the Marafulta says, v'yehe ochel ke'elu munach b'megura. Dainu otzer. It's like inside a storage, separated, what we might call mifkat pakid, to use the lashon from elsewhere, and that's the stage where it becomes somewhat edible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ho'egozim mashkeidim, mishe ye'asu klipa, these other types of nuts and almonds when they get a shell. Hacharuvin, caribs, mishe yankidu, when they get spots on it. The kalashchorim, mishe yankidu, whenever these black types of growths. Marafold again quotes examples in Vehadas Mishiankidu when they get spots. Voha Agasim, Vaha Kris Tamalin, Veha Prishin, Vaha Chazririn, Misha Yakrichu, when they start getting a little bald on top, because they originally have some fuzz on the around them when they grow, but that fuzz kind of falls off as they grow, and then that's when it's at the stage that is Chayiv in Maestris. Charuvin plays a role in many stories in Chazal. Right, Charuvin, that's what grows outside of Rav Shimon bar Yochai's cave. Right, Shabbos Lama Gimel, log. Right, Shabbos Lama Gimel of Aves, that's what he's hiding in the cave with his son, and he has nothing to eat. And what happens? Call Yomav, Yemaisel, Debisu Rita. First, his wife brings him the food, but then they go to a cave because they didn't want his wife to know about it. So, Israch Ishnisa, Ivri Lahu Charuva, Ve'ena Demaya, a carob tree and a spring of water came right outside. And they used to take off their clothes and sit in the sand all day. Charuvim come up in Rishon Bayachai. Where else did Charuvim come up? Choni Ma'agel. Choni Ma'agel, Maseches Tainis, where Choni wonders how is it possible to sleep for 70 years and before he takes his long nap. He sees someone planting a carob tree, and he says, "Wow, this year he was somewhat of an older man." He says, "You think you're gonna? How long does it take for carobs to grow?" And he says, 70 years." He says, "You think you're gonna live that long?" He says, "No, but when I was born, I found carob trees fully grown that my grandparents planted for me. So I'm planting for my grandchildren. Beautiful line." And then he goes to sleep, and he wakes up, and he sees somebody taken from the carob tree, and he realizes that it's the grandson. And he slept for 70 years. Okay, that's a little bit about carobs. What about prishin? What can we say about prishin? So prishin is an important fruit. Why? Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah, Bavli, Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara in Sukkah discusses what happens if you can't find an esrog. Lo matza esrog, says the Gemara, lo yavi, lo parish, velo rimon, velo davar acher. Don't think you can use a parish. I don't know, quince or... Don't think you can use this. So why is that an important halacha? This is one of the two examples that the Rambam gives in Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos. Remember, the Rambam there talks about the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam has number one and number two. Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the first two categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Pirushim that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the differences between those two categories? The Rambam says, Mahalacha Moshe B'Sinai, you can never figure it out. Even if I gave you 1,000 years to study the Torah and to try to figure it out, you couldn't come up with it. There's no remez in the Torah for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kizayis, 10 Tvachim, all the Shiurin, Mechitzin, we have no idea. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nisach HaMayim, right? It's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Pirushim HaMukubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, you could have figured out if I gave you a long time. You could have figured it out. That's the difference between the first two categories. There's never a machlokas by the first two categories. And that gets the Rambam in trouble, because there seems to be machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you know, Tzroros, there are many. But the Chavos Yar has a long tshuva about the Rambam's Shita, because number one, he left out a lot of, the Rambam lists off the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, how many there are. I think there are 33, I don't remember exactly how many he lists off, but But then the Rambam lists off these two categories. And then he has category three, which is the largest category. That's everything we learn out from Drushas Chazal. That's category three. And then we have four and five are Takanas and Xeris. Right? Those are the five categories that Torah Shabbat. So the Rambam says, what are examples of Pirushim HaMekubalim Ibn Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? What is Mesorah that there's never a machlokas about, but it's not Halach Moshe V'Sinai? So he gives two examples. Two examples. Number one, Ayin Tach HaZayin. Ayin Tach HaZayin. Nobody ever said that Ayin Tach HaZayin really means literal. Really means literal. Nobody said that. The Gemara in the beginning of Hachovel discusses that. How do you understand it? But nobody ever really said an eye for an eye is literal. So that's a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because we could have figured it out. Why? Because most countries in the world, you know, have that. It means money. Or jail. Or something else other than literal. So that's number one. And what's the other one? Priyei Tzadar. What is a Priyei Tzadar? It's an Esrog. Nobody ever said you should take a Parish and the others that are mentioned. That's what he says here. Ayin Tach HaZayin. V'lo matzon gamkim machlokas. V'lo shomar kaza priyei tzadar. Ad sheyomar echad shu esrog. V'yomar ech acher shu chavushim. O rimonim. O zulaso. V'lo matzon. That's what he says. And also eitz avos. Nobody says anything other than a hadas. V'chulu. So those are the examples that he gives. So that's here when we talk about parish. So we get to talk about that halacha l'moshe misinai. Good. We continue the Mishnah. V'chol halavanim mishe yekrichu. And all of these white fruit, light fruit, when they become bald. Hatiltan, mishe titzmach. Fenugrek, when it starts growing. Mishe titzmach, when it starts blossoming. Hatfua v'azesim mishe yechnisu shlish. Tfua, grain, and olives, when they grow a third. When they grow a third. End of the Mishnah. Oh. Major machlokas Rishonim. The Rush. And Tosfos and other Rishonim say this last line is really the same thing as all the other Shiurim. When it grows a third, really all the Shiurim that we just had in the Mishnah are all about a third. About the third of its growth. It's just that by the other ones, there's a simen that you could tell when it grows a third. That's why the Mishnah gave those examples. But really, the same Shiur. It's all the same Shiur. Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Beis, Amid Beis. V'nira li, Dekal Osan Shiurim, Hu Hava Shlish Shalahem. It's all a shlish. That's what all these shiurim are. V'hadloktani mishayaviu shlish kedektani gabi tfuah v'zeisim. Why doesn't it say that? Mishum debekulu efshalitim b'em simin chutz v'tuah v'zeisim. Tuah v'zeisim. There's no other way to give a simin. But by the other ones, you have a simin. So that's why it's all about a shlish. And you look in the Ritva there. The Ritva's like, it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. Ritva Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis from the Mishnah sounds like these have different shiurim. It's different shiurim for tfuah and zeisim versus everything else, all the other trees. And the Ritva says, I'll give you a reason why. Quotes from Mori Arav. He says, by a tree, when something grows on a tree, a lot of it exists already. You have the tree there. You have the tree there, and now fruit come out of the tree. By grain, there's zero, and then it grows. So it's a different type of growth. Different type of growth. It's not about a third. He says, Avol Dvarim, he says, Umishigia lachanata, start from the beginning. Shohailan faragadol venita vishar shabaretz. Gizo shosu misrave bechol gesh beishana. A tree is a tree. Umishigia lachanata, and once it gets to blossoming, kvar kibel kol yinikasu atzricha lahavi aprilach al shlemos. Even in an earlier stage, you could say it's already developed. Ume atzmahu mamshech yinikasu vegomer bi piryom vikan veilach. Aval tvua. But by grain, before it reaches a third, it's nothing. These earlier stages, these other stages, says the Ritva, that's earlier than a third. But that's okay, because these are fruit that grow on a tree, and they're significant even before you reach a third, because they're coming from the tree. The tree has already given them everything they need. And therefore he says, V'tam nachonu, and I don't think that it should apply to you just say it's all the third, and then at the end of the paragraph he says, V'chol advarama elu hakasuv masron lachachamim kerov dinim shel Torah. Masron hakasuv lachachamim, add this to the list of many halachas, where Chazal only say it two or three times, where we shown him say, it's up to the rabbis to figure out the contours of the halacha, which is left general by the Torah, and the rabbis have to figure out what the Torah means. Okay, that's a huge, important topic. We'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara, Bichalu, Reb Chiya Barva Amar, Chaisa, Bichru means ripened.
chaisa. Kama detemar v'gam nafsham bachala bi. Maya Hashem says that he's upset in Pasuk in Zechariah that the pasuk pshat there, or that certain leaders, certain malachim that Hashem was very upset about, they are repulsive. Bachala bi. Sometimes when something first ripens, it's mushy and repulsive until it gets fully ripe. Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mishia dimu, when it gets red. So says the Gemara, v'chala dein in piyam adimos. All figs get red? Not all figs get red. So it must be that the ones that get red, those are the ones that get red. The way that you test it is if you harvest one and you leave it. You leave it detached. If within 24 hours it continues and ripens totally, then you know these are ready, and even the ones on the tree are chayev. But if it doesn't, within 24 hours, they're putter. That's putter. And then it wouldn't be chayev yet. Good. When they're called beisha by people, that's when the stage. Rabbi Ivo bar Nagri, Rabbi Tanchum bar Eloi, b'shem Rabbi Nachum bar Simai, v'hushetia chartzan ashalan nires b'bachutz. If you could see the seed in the grapes from the outside, that is the stage that is ripened enough in order for it to be called ochel. Period. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue in these different stages and get to talk about different types of fruit as we continue here in Meseches Maaseres. Interesting, next Mishnah we'll get to on Daf Hey is Yirakos. Yirakos. Yirakos are for sure Zerabanan. Remember we spoke about, not clear. A lot of these sources seem to point to the Rambam, that even fruit are Daraisa, but then the next Mishnah has Yirakos, which is clearly Zerabanan. So maybe you could say the whole thing is Zerabanan, like the other Rishonim. Okay, we'll stop here.